Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Drive greener with the new Passat GTE plug-in hybrid.
It's time for Tech Tuesday and we're joined as ever by Andy O'Donoghue. And Andy, you're going to tell us today about a SIM swapping fraud. What exactly is that?
Oh, SIM swapping, Matt, has become increasingly common, unfortunately, sometimes called SIM jacking or SIM splitting. It's this idea, because so many of us use our mobile phone to authenticate or to confirm our identity, particularly with banking apps and other financial transactions. And what we've seen happening is people getting control of not just our phone, but our phone number. And they do this through various methods. And it used to be really difficult to do this, but it's more common. And essentially what happens is your phone number gets stolen and then the perpetrator carries out a financial transaction, usually transfers money from your account to another. The authorization code is sent from your bank to your phone. But of course, they have control of your phone and so they can authenticate the transaction. And this is how it's becoming increasingly common. This is how money is being stolen on a regular basis from people's accounts.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that a little bit more to me, because I'm sure this is very scary, because I'm sure there's many people have at times done a financial transaction. They might be doing it on a laptop or on a PC or whatever, and it has to be confirmed via an authentication code going to their phone. So could it be at times that these are not legit?
Well, there's a mixture of issues here. And, you know, back, so I suppose, late in the summer, we saw a number of these text scams, which are different, but probably perpetrated by the same people. The idea about SIM jacking and how it happens is people do need to get control of your phone. But what they're cleverly doing is, let's say somebody trawls online to find out everything they can about Matt Cooper on social media and various other places online. And they might be able to figure out your address or your phone number or a mother's maiden name or things like this that help them gather sort of a profile of you. And then simply what they do is they will call the mobile phone operator and try to transfer your number away from you, transfer it into their own control. So it's like, you know, porting a number from one network operator to another. And of course, when that happens, security questions have to be answered. And this is why people search online to find out information that they think might be able to validate that validate the move that they do. And indeed, you know, they will go into offices and they'll go through bins. And this is becoming not only common, but really sophisticated in the way that it's carried out.
And how do you know that somebody has done this to you? I mean, you still have your phone and you're using your phone. If somebody else has gained control of the SIM, does that make your physical phone with that SIM card in it inoperable?
Exactly. And that's generally when it happens. I think in the UK last year, this rose to about 500 cases of serious cases of SIM jacking, with the average amount stolen well over €1,000 or pounds. And the first that people generally know is that their phone stops working. And if that happens, immediately contact the mobile operator to make sure that it is the case. And it's also vital to contact the bank or any other online services where you use your phone as your method of identification.
And what they'll do is they'll try, is it, to move your phone onto a different network, is it, and take control of it on a different network?
Exactly. And it's as simple as that. I mean, it is impersonation in sort of the truest sense of the word. And the reason is, of course, is because we use our phones all the time. We always have them with us. And we saw, you know, Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, his phone was hijacked in this way. And we've seen various other high profile cases of this happening. Apart from the privacy element that people will start getting, you know, that they might get your text messages, which could be important for somebody in business or in politics. But it really is. These days, it's motivated by people's desire to steal money.
How do you protect yourself? I mean, is there an antivirus software or anything like that you can use?
Well, the best way to protect yourself against it, Matt, is the SMS really isn't the most secure way of authenticating yourself on your phone or proving who you are. some of your listeners may be familiar with these authenticator apps, and Google have one and Microsoft have one. And they're these sort of these little challenge apps. So you open the authenticator and it gives you a number, and you type in the number that appears on your phone, and they work very well. And they're far more secure than the SMS message. A number of banks, for instance, Bank of Ireland, have a much improved security setup now with their new app. And they have a very clever authenticator app that uses this one-off, this one-time only key. And if you do have the option to use an authenticator app, the Google or the Microsoft one, absolutely do.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us here on Tech Tuesday.
Today FM's Last Word on Tech with Matt Cooper and Volkswagen. Drive greener with the new Passat GTE plug-in hybrid.